Letter. Let the government decide what's best. Joanne Moody's letter shows just how bad governments are at explaining things. First they said masks wouldn't help against COVID, then reversed it. If worn correctly, most masks give you a small amount of protection from COVID. As pointed out, almost no one wears them correctly. But, your mask really protects people 6 feet from you, much more than it protects you. That is why they now recommend masks. The COVID virus is smaller than the flu virus, so masks offer more protection from the flu. Likewise, sanitizer kills the flu easier than it kills COVID. Which is why last flu season there were only 68 lab-confirmed cases of the flu, down from 38,555 the previous year, even though twice as many tests were done. Pneumonia was more resistant and only fell in half. Some of the common cold viruses are coronaviruses similar to COVID, and they are also more resistant. Science changes as new data is collected. 6 people died from AstraZeneca vaccine in Canada, 26,692 people died from COVID, most of whom weren't vaccinated. Somewhere between 10 and 30% of people get long COVID, some haven't recovered from COVID in a year. People who have had COVID lose antibodies, and probably immunity within 6 months. This appears to happen with vaccinations as well. But, you can get vaccinated every 6 months. The milder your case of COVID, the less immunity you build. So not all natural immunity is the same. The government regulates our entire lives. You have to go to school, get a driver's license to drive, you need to wear seatbelts. Restaurants have to meet health standards, and employees must wash their hands. Sikhs must wear hard hats on construction sites, a blow to religious freedom. Some things are too important to not pass laws. I have struggled with this, I see it as discrimination, but since we have accepted 100 requirements for less important things, I support vaccination passports as well. 92% of those in Alberta intensive care units, ICUs, come from the unvaccinated 17%. The unvaccinated are 56 times as likely to go to ICU as the vaccinated. The province has added 197 ICU spaces, and cancelled surgeries, to accommodate those who don't want to vaccinate. I hate wearing masks, but I don't feel less human when I wear a mask. I feel like I am saving someone's life. Bob Wilson, Calgary.